Internationally recognized as a leader in the prevention of HIV/AIDS, Uganda is redirecting its HIV prevention strategy away from scientifically proven approaches towards programs that focus primarily on promoting sexual abstinence until marriage. Abstinence until marriage programs promote refraining from sex until marriage as the sole prevention method of HIV/AIDS and exclude messages on safer sex and condom use in preventing the disease. In Uganda, the switch to abstinence-only approaches for young people has manifested itself in curricula and materials for primary and secondary school children. At the primary level, materials released in 2004 censored information on condom use, the risks of HIV/AIDS in marriage, and safer sex. For secondary school materials to be released in 2005, draft copies state falsely that latex condoms do not prevent HIV/AIDS in all cases, and that premarital sex is a form of deviance. These abstinence-only programs leave children at risk of HIV, and abstinence messages should complement HIV/AIDS strategies, not undermine them. Both Ugandan and U.S. government officials describe their strategy as ABC, an acronym known as Abstinence, Be Faithful, Use Condoms. But in Uganda today, the A message of abstinence is being promoted towards youth and young people, while C is reserved for high-risk groups, such as sex workers and couples where one partner is HIV positive. This switch in prevention policy from comprehensive and science-based approaches to abstinence only for youth is being funded and driven by the U.S. government. The U.S. government has funded more than $8 million for abstinence-only programs in Uganda as part of President Bush's Global AIDS Plan. In Uganda, political leaders and church leaders have increasingly embraced the abstinence message, including both the president and his wife, the First Lady of Uganda. The country is gradually removing condoms from its HIV/AIDS strategy, and the consequences could be fatal. Delaying sex is a healthy choice for young Ugandans, but children and young people have a right to know that there are other effective means of HIV/AIDS prevention.